You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hey, Rebel and Badass Leaders. The last two episodes we've talked have been about fear. The first was in others, the second in ourselves. And I was looking through the manuscript for my next book and I discovered that I had written about fear and provided two practical ways that I have personally used to battle fear. And I wanted to share them with you as the last in what is now a three-part piece on fear. I know you agree with me that we were not born with fear. We learned it. And you might now see that everyone has it. And you also might agree with me that it can take a long while to unlearn it. These are two things I use to beat it back. I've used these techniques personally. Now, I won't pretend that I've used them every single year, but having used them and then rediscovered them and used them and forgotten them and then rediscovered them and reused them again during three decades of my life, I do have a bit of experience when I say they work. So here are my two simple ways to beat fear back. Number one, add time to your life. Number two, add stuff to your brain. And you're going, what the hell are you talking about? Listen, neither one of these is easy, but they are doable. So first up, let's talk about add time to your life. And I've got two suggestions. The first suggestion, remove all the distractions from your life. Seriously review how much time you spend watching TV, reading, typing, playing on social media, texting, and emailing. Ask yourself, do you really need to do it all that much? Really? The second piece is remove all the excuses from your life. Seriously review how much time you spend complaining, whining, rehashing, reframing, making excuses for all the problems in your life. Who screwed you? What did they do? Why did they do it? Why it's always someone else? Do you really need to explain ad nauseum to every single person all that much? Really? These two things, once removed or at least driven to a dull roar, will give you more time than you have ever had in your life. And now that you've got a bunch of time in your day, how do you feel? Probably empty. Okay then, let's do something about that. The second piece is called add stuff to your brain. And again, there's two bits to it. The first one is pick your battles. Say you want to be the best damn chef in the world. So you and I develop a plan for the next 5 years to get you to be the first best damn chef in the country. We focus on all the activities you need to do, the amount of time you need to devote, where you need to go, who you need to meet, etc., etc., etc. And as part of that plan, I promise you, you simply do not have time to be part of the Save the Whales movement, Grow the Green Energy Task Force, or support the local political party. Instead, allow other interested folks to pick their battles to save the whales, grow green energy, and support the local political party, while you go be the best damn chef in the world. See how you have a clear divide and conquer mentality. You pick the most important battle you want to fight. See, I have absolutely no interest, and I spend zero time on sports, on U.S. politics, on the inequities of the Canadian tax code, and whether the Liberal or the Conservatives are better or worse for the country. I let others handle that. The second piece is feed your brain. Because you've freed up a few hours in your day from all the time wasters, use the quality time and listen to educational CDs, audios about your particular battle. Do selective listening and watching so that you can win the fight that you're in. So if you're a chef, you know exactly what you need to do. If you run a business, you know exactly what you need to do. And if you're a senior executive, again, you know exactly what you should be doing. So as an example, many years ago when I decided to be a better leader, I studied how to do it for 2 hours a day, every day for 3 years. And when I decided to become my own boss in my own business, I spent tons of time in the areas I had absolutely no knowledge or skill. And when that wasn't enough, I invested in mentors. Listen, I did not say beating back your fear would be easy. I merely said it could be done. I know it can be done because I've personally done it for most of my life, and I've helped others do it successfully too. If I've not yet convinced you, let me leave you with a few observations. Number one, one day, I promise, you will regret the amount of time you spend on social media. It is a worse time suck than TV has ever been. Number two, your problems are not the problem. Your reactions are. So learn good reactions. Number three, the absolute worst thing any one of us can ever do is to avoid taking a risk. The consequence of never taking a risk is a bad life lived. 98% of everyone in the world simply doesn't care about what you, they don't care about you or what you do. Realize how much freedom that gives you. When nobody cares about you, you can do anything. Number four, blaming makes you weaker. So accept responsibility for everything and be the strong one. And number five, have enough money for what matters. When did a luxury lifestyle smothered in debt become more meaningful than just a happy, humble homestead? An old colleague once sent me a note about humility. And that is how I want to end this episode, with his note. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less. And that is one of the biggest ways to beat back fear. Think less about you and your problems and more about your goal. You know I believe in you, and I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.